Our mother, Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu anha, a superior Muslim woman. Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu anha, was the wife of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, the first Caliph of Islam. As the wife of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu anha, is known as Ummul Muminun, meaning the mother of the believers, and as the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, she is known by the title of As-Siddiqa, meaning the devoted. She was born in Mecca in 614. With her superior qualities, such as intelligence, her powerful faith, wise speech, and profound understanding of the Quran and our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all bestowed on her by Allah, she is an exemplary Muslim for all believers.
Hazreti Ayşe, annemiz müthiş güzeldi ve müthiş zekiydi. Çok yamandı Hazreti Ayşe.
Maşallah.
Hafsa annemiz de yani muhteşem insandı.
Maşallah.
Hep hadisler onlar kanalına gelmişti. Birçok hadisler, rivayetler. İslam'ı mükemmel yaşayan annelerimizdi. Peygamberimiz de hepsine aşıktı.
Maşallah.
Onlar da peygamberimize aşıktı.
Maşallah hocam.
Değil mi? İkisi evet. De Allah'ın tecellisi.
İnşallah.
Allah gani gani helal etsin.
Helal olsun.
İnşallah.
Allah.
Helal olsun.
İnşallah hocam.
Maşallah.
The moral values of Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu anha. Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu anha, was educated in early childhood by her father, Hazrat Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, the first Caliph of Islam. Her marriage to our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, led to further moral and intellectual growth, maturity, and depth. Our mother, Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu anha, became a Muslim at an early age, and with her modesty, determination, generosity, and a character devoid of arrogance and refusal to speak badly of anyone, she was a wise role model for all Muslims. Because of her sincere faith and purity, she was able to act in line with Allah's approval, that which is really essential. Hadiths addressed to our mother, Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu anha. Some of the hadiths addressed to our mother, Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu anha, and quoted in the Ramuz al-Ahadith, read as follows. O Aisha, Allah is He who treats His servants with blessings. He loves gentle behavior in all matters. O Aisha, gentleness and patience beautify and adorn wherever they are found, and reduce the beauty of whatever they are lifted from. O Aisha, backbiting is relating a Muslim's defect behind his back, but if the flaw in question does not exist in him, then you have slandered our Muslim brother, and slander is a worse sin than backbiting.
Kur'an'da Hazreti Aisha annemizin temizliği, tahirliği, mübarekliği övülmüştür. Bitti.
Maşallah.
Bana hiçbir şey anlatmayın bundan sonra. Evet. Yani dinleme ve ters cevap veririm.
İnşallah.
İnşallah. Yani onu söyleyeyim.
Evet.
Benim ölçüm Kur'an varken, Kur'an'da övüldüğüne göre bitti.
Evet.
Bana şu şuradan şunu duymuş, bu buradan, hiç muhatabım değil. Kim ne derse desin.
Evet.
İnşallah.
İnşallah.
Kur'an'da övüldün mü bitmiştir.
Evet.
Ben yani niçin ona inanayım? Allah diyor bak, çok güzel bir zanda bulunur. Apaçık iftiradır demeleri gerekmez mi diyor.
Evet.
Değil mi Cenab-ı Allah?
Evet.
Bu Hazreti Ayşe annemizin bütünüyle tertemiz olduğunu gösterir. Yani bütün hayatın temiz olduğunu gösterir.
Evet.
Ve dolayısıyla aleyhinde burukluk verecek tarzda bile olan ifadenin hiçbirinin doğru olmadığı anlaşılıyor.
Evet.
Tamamının yanlış olduğu anlaşılıyor. Bunu da ayrıca belirteyim.
İnşallah.
Diğer mübarek annem, hadis nakleden annelerimiz, bunlar mübarek insanlardır.
Our mother Hazreti Aisha radiyallahu anha says, young people from the time of the devout Muslims who had spoken with the Prophet Muhammad's sallallahu alaihi wasallam companions and learned from them came to our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha and asked her about the moral values of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, "His moral values were those of the Quran. He approved of that which the Holy Quran approves of, and he disapproved of and avoided what the Quran disapproves of." When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to choose between two things, he would take the easier, so long as it was not sinful. But when it was sinful, he avoided it more than anyone else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never sought revenge for his own personal desire.